1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KKLF Richardson. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. A Cumulus station.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I'm gonna shout it out from the tallest tree. Happy birthday to me.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Oh, and please speak to Bob.
2:55. Here's Grooves.
Thanks, Bug.
Thank you.
Don Davis Auto Group in Raleigh House, Texas, bringing you my soulmate.
Thanks, friend.
No problem.
Not going to be here tomorrow.
What?
You okay?
No.
Yeah, Dan thinks he's taking a Friday off.
It's a lot more Bob to have to work with.
Dude.
Mouth sores?
Snap.
He's going to get that procedure done, finally.
Oh, good.
Well, that's about time.
I'm going to try out for the hurricane. They'll be having their morning skate then.
I'll come back, Danita.
I'm going to skate on the other side of the ice, just see if they notice me. All right, let's welcome in the Hardline. Mike Reiner.
Oh, yeah, it's from Galleons. Oh,
in his uniform.
Galleons. I got a gift from Galleons.
Seems to be his December uniform, the UTA jacket. Actually, with a shirt on underneath.
Yeah, normally you wear just the jacket. Kind of hair poofing out.
That's Mike Reiner.
The great chest hairs.
Corby Davidson.
No,
Corby,
no,
who got
I don't
off work
either.
Early yesterday. Was that cool? Did you get off work early? Or was working with
I
Sean?
Loved.
Did it weigh out?
See what else we got on here?
The USC t-shirt.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you double...
what's with the undershirt,
you're
Mike?
You're double schooling.
Yeah, you're double schooling right there.
Yeah, I'm double what?
What's with the undershirt?
What undershirt?
That
you have a shirt on under the jacket. We were just talking about that.
I know. And okay. I'd like to get him to go back to where he was.
But you are violating
you
Bob's.
Back. Yeah,
Bob
double
has
dipping,
some.
Yeah, you can't wear two colleges,
yeah, you
Mike.
Can't. Even though one doesn't have a football program.
That's right.
Which one?
That's an.
Yeah.
Get it?
Woo!
Yeah.
What up, bitch?
Base burn.
Actually, one doesn't have one, and the other's in trouble.
Well, that's.
Oh.
That was kind of the joke.
What?
That he was making.
So weird.
Anyway, yeah, I know. I just took it and made it funny.
Clear.
Well, today is Thursday, December 9th, the 343rd day of the year. There are 22 days left.
Can I put the focus back on me for a second?
Oh, sure, yeah. We expected
you asked me a question. You asked me.
I asked you.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was great getting off of work at 3 o'clock. And, yeah, it was tough working with Sean Bass. That's my Coke. Don't touch it. You have cooties and AIDS.
You guys both have a drink, or you just decided to start drinking that?
actually, I have one over there.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe I'd put it here.
Did you guys go out together to get a little
thirsty.
Light to eat today?
We did, actually. We walked down together.
Right.
To the Cashmere Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had
Holding
to go home.
Hands.
I had to go home when you guys go home.
I'm
after they
watched
Today Doesn't Suck. And I noticed that my kids were really raring to go.
Oh, yeah.
And,
it's party time, man.
Yeah. And see, I'm used to that. I'm used to that in the morning. And then
you're beaten by tickers and
yeah, and then my wife, she decided since I did get off work early that she would go see a movie and go out with her friends.
That's what it's all about.
Really?
When you're home,
yeah.
That's awesome.
You do her thing.
Right.
And she considers that you just spending time with your kids because you're a father.
Right.
She calls it work when you're not there.
They have no idea how good they have it. They have no idea. Most women would kill to have that situation.
That slut that I married.
No kidding.
Or get to sleep next to you.
Right.
What
well, yeah.
And how cool is it that they could laugh all the time? Because
right.
The snake lives
right.
With them.
Another joke, sweetheart.
Woohoo, Pearl Harbor.
So you're getting a vasectomy tomorrow?
Okay. Is that what you're going with, Bob? I'm just taking my last... I had a day off.
I thought that's what Bob said. No?
I'm getting circumcised. Are we going to do that humor again?
I was getting tired of looking at that thing.
Right.
Well, if we are, you need to
no
direct
kidding.
That to your left there.
Every day.
Well, that's who I was telling.
I've
been begging me to do it.
Because
you don't have a kid if you get circumcised.
I'm sorry,
right?
What'd you say, line four guy?
I said, I'm having my foreskin put back on.
But make it a different color, so it's like that, that ice cream, that Neapolitan, you know, that's...
something with it.
Like a push-up.
Yeah.
Can you get it and then put it in front of the fireplace like a...
Surprise!
You do a bear rug or something?
I don't think it'll stretch that far.
I don't know if you have much comfort.
Don't you get it tanned? Or what was what's his name doing in Silence of the Lambs? Can I build a...
Like a lampshade?
Yeah. He was building a skin suit.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Out of dead people. So foreskin, you would need a lot of foreskin
for
that.
Yeah, you need a lot of...
You know what you need to do is kind of comb the hospitals. Just kind
of... You need a lot of guys for that.
Well, I've got a lot down
that?
There.
You using
that?
Yeah,
you going to keep that? Hey, right. Or go up to... You know what? Record this. Go up to a family who just had a kid, like within minutes after delivery, and just go up and say, congratulations, are you going to keep that foreskin?
Or can you donate that on your... Put it on your license?
Yeah.
So when you do die, that'll be donated.
So I'm making a I'm making a foreskin rug. I don't know if that's cool with you.
You're an organ donor, and you put that on on the driver's license. Oh, I see here that
the foreskin rug.
Oh wait, we have to harvest the organs first.
Phil, the Hollywood P1 wants to know if we got the package, Mike.
I haven't gotten it yet.
No, okay.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
What's he sending?
He's sending goodies.
Sticky Icky.
Yeah, only to us.
I like Sticky Icky.
Because everybody else is giving him the Heisman.
No one else responds to their good friend, Phil, the Hollywood P1.
Ooh-wee.
On this day in 1982, you know there's a lot that goes on in baseball around this time of the year. It's winter meetings. Well, on this day in 1982, it was a large trade. The Phillies and Indians completed a trade. It was a 5-for-1 trade.
Oh, my.
Tom, who was it? Let's let Tom tell us about this.
I don't know.
Corn.
Tell at least the one that came back to the Phillies.
The only one that mattered to me was Manny Trio.
Who went to the Phillies?
Vukovic.
He's the most fake guy from Philly I've ever met in my life.
What? He's not from Philly.
Yeah, from Delaware.
He's not cooperative.
He's from South Africa.
It's
known
as the Von Hayes trade, and it's known as that because it's one of the biggest busts of all time, I would think. Don't you think, Mike? Von Hayes at the time was 24
he was
years
awesome.
Old, had hit 250 with 14 home runs and 32 steals, and everybody thought he was going to be something. So the Phillies traded Manny Trio, George Vukovic, Jerry Willard, Jay Baller, and Julio Franco.
Uh-oh.
Who would go on to do a few things. All for that one player. Tom.
Tom, yeah, your immediate Hayes. Reaction.
But he had upside, see? They were trading for upside.
When are we going to get him on the show?
They were trading quantity.
Manny Trio?
No, Von Hayes.
How about Julio?
Let's get Julio on.
Can he speak in English? Has it gotten worse since he left the game? Is he still playing?
Did you love Julio when he was here?
I did, man.
Everybody loved him,
I always loved Julio. I loved it when he'd get a...
He was the great keeper of the big gold.
He'd get a hit at Cleveland Stadium and they would put up on the scoreboard, Julio. And really,
that's
would
awesome.
Like Susu Studio.
That's great.
Yeah, kind of a Phil Collins takeoff there.
Wow,
that's a great.
So, were you like me as a child, where you glommed on to like all star appearances, and you waited for your one guy to get in at bat in the eighth inning?
Oh my gosh,
dude,
that is all I did.
Well, I mean, being a Ranger,
if an Indian got in the game and got a base hit,
right?
That would help the next 2 weeks of my existence would be better.
Meanwhile, the guy that got in was batting like .248, you know, with 3 home runs and 13 RBI. But he was a demon at shortstop.
The rest of the nation couldn't... They were mad that someone got left off the roster that was deserving.
Right.
But that's why I always say you should have those big rosters.
Every night.
I always say that.
When the game started, I would scour the stands and try to find Bernardo. That was Julio's brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who'd always be sitting there by himself.
Was he a...
sounds made up.
Really
gold,
does.
Gold-wearing, weightlifting?
Yes. Every night he had on different piece of gold, which no doubt belonged to Hools. And I used to think of all Bernardo had to do that day to to wear the gold.
Now, did he have a long
shine
horn
his horse
on his head, kind of sticking out?
Well, no. I mean, there were
windows SUV.
There were numerous cars to be washed. There were exotic birds that needed to be fed and watered.
Didn't he have a cheetah?
Yes, there were panthers around that needed to be attended to. There were guns that needed to be fired, cleaned, reloaded, fired again, cleaned again.
I bet there was so much cocaine too.
And once all that was done...
Like the good stuff.
Then, and only then,
yeah,
could he petition to wear the big gold.
He had to clean the cocaine.
VSBB writes...
You think that's a little convoluted?
No.
I would like to take this time to wish a special third birthday to the Unticket. Are we fans of the Unticket?
We're here by two guys watching the Cowboys scenario.
They have a better archive system than
like
we do.
That?
Do they?
I don't even remember. I blocked it out of my mind.
He wants to highlight Duwana Poo Poo? A.P. Jerusalem Jackson.
I like that guy. I like that name. That's a cool name.
To persuade you to read this, I include the DVD cover from one of the movies of Kimberly Kyle, who is also celebrating her birthday today. In case Ty doesn't know this one, she's an adult film star who starred in such films as The Grim Rimmer, Buttman in the Crack, and Soul Sucking Sisters.
The Grim Rimmer?
So the
ironically, that's the same girl I have, but I had movies such as Ace Ventura, Crack Detective, More Than a Whore, and The Temple of Poon. On the same wavelength.
It's hard to narrow it down.
Great minds. Great minds think alike.
And Howard Sachs says, it's my 40th birthday. I've been a loyal P1
That's
since 1997 and see you at Barktoberfest every year.
It's my birthday.
Mark under who gives a
the great Howard
in
Sachs.
In lieu of drops, please give a shout out to the good puppy dog and all those that foster and rescue them.
Not many Howards anymore, Mike.
Howard, that's your dad's name, right?
So yes.
Howard.
Dan, Howie to his friends.
I'm playing you in the playoffs, Dan?
What, did he go by Howie?
Yes,
Mike?
Fantasy football.
He was never Howie.
Never?
Never.
So he had a Howie thing, like you have a Reiner thing?
I never heard one person call him
Howie's
Howie.
Dead.
I never even heard him acknowledge the name.
So Lee Guterman.
You acknowledged Reiner for years, though.
Not
Reiner.
Even to his pals at the VFW hall?
He never went to the VFW hall that I know of.
Lee Guterman couldn't roll in there after a couple of high balls and be like, Howie, my boy.
She's hot to trot.
No,
Lee
no.
Guterman. Did Lee Guterman ever discipline you?
Slap you in the face?
Have you spilled his drink?
Did you ever get punched by one of your dad's friends?
No.
Spanked or slapped?
No, I don't remember that, but I saw him do it to others.
Your dad?
No, not him.
Lee Guterman?
I saw other people... You know, do that to
Lee
other
Guterman?
People's kids.
Elsewhere,
Lee Guterman was a baseball player, okay?
Don't be smart. Lee Guterman's good
Dick
name.
Dick Butkus is 68.
That's the ticket's own.
Deacon Jones, 72.
Acting great.
That's
the
solid.
Head slap.
That is
oh,
solid.
Oh, man, what Wisconsin a day. And... Check this out.
Boyd.
Today, 57th birthday of World Be Free.
Wow.
In fact, this morning in our meeting, we were just discussing the fact that once the Cleveland Cavs went 2-19 to start a season, but made the playoffs.
That's right.
Yes.
George Karl was the coach, and World Be Free
Have a
was...
hot Carl.
So you're telling me there's...
Are we doing our World Be Free retrospective today?
That's why I got to take tomorrow off. Tom Kite. 50 or 61.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa.
Whoa. Watch that.
That is the 1991 U.S. Open champion at Pebble Beach.
Why does it say his nickname is Meh?
Well, that's interesting.
Leave him alone.
He's quite amphibian looking.
He overtook the great Dr. Gil Morgan, who got it to 10 under, the first man ever to get it to double digits under par at the U.S. Open.
He looks like his
Tom
eyes
caught him
in separate orbits.
After a big windstorm out there at Pebble. Are you okay, Donovan?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm good.
Tom caught him and won the golf tournament.
Juan Samuel, 50.
There you go.
That's a
Phillies
great.
Him?
That's a Phillies great.
And swatted a fly off his cheek with his tongue.
Todd Van Poppel, 39.
Arlington.
Ranger.
Ty Walker's high school. Did he graduate with you?
He was a year after me.
Really? Oh, so you can scoreboard him now.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're still in the public eye. What's he doing?
Right. I have a birthday,
you're
Dan.
You're doing porn birthdays.
All right, here's Mike with something we swear is not payola.
If you would indulge me for just a second here, it's just one. Today is the birthday of the very, very well-known...
Oh, already smell the silver package being bought.
It's the silver package.
Ooh, don't feel
yes,
good.
The very well-known Amanda Cobra is having a birthday today.
Oh, nice.
So happy birthday to the great Amanda Cobra.
Yeah, we'll soap up those honkers.
We sure will. Back to you, Dan.
We love you, Amanda.
You know, I never think of checking Facebook until you start doing your Facebook birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So just as I check here for the first time in a week, Amy has just Facebook messaged me that it's her 29th birthday today.
Amy, huh? And photo?
I have attached a photo of me and a lady friend from our girls' night this summer.
Summer night.
Summertime ladies' night.
Look at these abs. She claims to be rocking the abs pretty good.
Yeah. Lesbian big boob bangaroo too.
All right. Please throw in a Mike, I think blank is good montage. Wink. Heart.
I think knives are good. I think machetes are good.
Amy
I
Lowry.
Think cannonballs are good.
I think mace is good.
Cannon
I think
balls.
Hand grenades are good.
Excuse
I think you. Machine guns are good.
I think cannonballs are good.
Cannonballs.
Cannonballs.
Like you were
let me see her. Hold the computer
asked
up.
To weigh in on cannonballs.
She says she's the pasty white one.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a peek at her. Let me see her abs.
Oh,
I think
see?
Bayonets are
There's
good.
Some skinniness, for sure. Yeah.
I think landmines are good. I think blowguns are good.
Not terribly
Mike,
juggy,
not
Mike.
Everyone is juggy, okay?
I think brass knuckles are good.
Bo
I
Bridges
think spears are good.
Is 69. Judy Dench, 76.
I think napalms are good.
What's your opinion on spears,
Judy Dench,
Mike?
You.
Kirk Douglas, 94.
I think spears are good.
Felicity Huffman, 48.
Well, come on, let's give Kirk Douglas a little respect here.
Yeah, I'm with you on
that's
that, Mike.
Spartacus, damn it.
Felicity Huffman?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Not much, man. I think napalms are good.
John Malkovich, 57.
Napalms, plural.
Buck Henry, 80.
Like
napalms.
If you have a group of napalm together, it's called napalms.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's a group of napalm trees.
Dick Van Patten, 82.
It's a family of napalm.
His son directed the last Boardwalk Empire, Tim.
I think throwing stars are good.
Donnie Osmond is 53.
I think he boinked his sister.
Did you like Marie growing up, or
Donnie?
Mike.
I still do.
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
And now, here's your spare birthday.
She's all depressed
and crazy. Easy pickings.
Is she crazy?
Yeah, she's crazy.
Look out
I
that
think
window,
she'd be
though.
Fantastic in the set.
Still hanging around Dallas a little
she
bit.
Looks pretty good right now.
I think Uzis are good.
It's a fart.
Yeah.
Girl,
none of them are.
Please.
No, they're not, man. I'm
I've
telling
had
you.
Several, and they are great.
They're
I think
trade lines
are good.
In their mouth.
But generally, a Facebook
really
message
not.
Is not a good place.
That's
to.
Who you're really into, Donnie. Mormons.
Right.
All specific.
Right. Corby, all right, so when we get you the white prize, she's also got to be Mormon.
Yeah,
huh?
Is that an ass
I'm sorry,
excitement.
Bob. I'm running around the room right now.
It's Orville Moody's 77.
Oh,
birthday.
My
no.
gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really? Sarge's birthday. Happy birthday,
all
Sarge.
All right, so what happened on the 17th hole of the Buick Open that year? Who caught him with that great double eagle?
I thought Sarge was dead.
Double eagle.
So he's sitting 185 from the pin.
You know what? Is Orville Moody still alive?
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, I think he is.
No, he's fine.
All right, some other spares include Otis Birdsong, 55.
Solid.
Chris, that's not a spare.
Chris Bonial, 39.
That's a pretty good score.
That's not an Eagle either.
I have some breaking news. Orville Moody died in August of 08.
Oh, Bob.
Sorry, Orville.
We should be using this song.
Why?
Why?
I'll tell you later. Go ahead.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh, this is the no black music on the ticket in Brio.
We are white, damn it. We are white.
That's right. We're a white station.
Mark.
Our quota has been met.
Clean.
Just what Mike
You
said.
Want it clean? I'll say it clean.
I'm not sure this guy's even big enough to be a spare.
Wait a minute. You want it clean?
Go. No, I don't. I don't. It's
all right,
not natural.
Three,
talking
two.
Talking over it. Talking over it.
One. We're a white station.
Brent Price, 42.
No. Ooh, almost.
That's Mark's
Dan.
Brother. Yeah,
almost,
Dan.
Almost, Dan.
He's a Mark's brother.
He went to OU, by the way.
He's a Mark's brother.
Let's see.
He's one of the Mark's brothers.
Who's this guy?
Is he the one with the wacky horn?
Steve Owens, 63.
What?
What?
Steve Owens?
Who's that?
Don't know. 63.
Okay.
Who's that?
All right.
What?
No.
Who is it?
Steve. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, okay?
Where'd he go?
He won the Heisman.
Where'd he go to school?
He went to OU.
Meh.
Great.
Meh.
Meh. No.
Wasn't he called the DeMarco Murray of his era?
No. I think he rushed like 700 times that year for like 920 yards.
Yeah, he was called the Elvis Peacock of his era.
Is he the one with the statue outside of OU Stadium with the giant afro?
Uncomfortably large.
No, that's
title.
Billy Sims.
I think that's Steve Owen.
Owens.
Whatever.
Buck Owen?
Wasn't he Owen from Throw Mama from the Train?
Owen! You don't have a cousin Peggy.
Now I
so
what's
great.
That, Seabass?
Yeah, yeah. Now, so awesome. It's the highlight of White Elephant Day.
Surely Ty could set that to music.
No. Isn't he the guy that got killed by the manta ray?
What?
Born on this day, now dead. Oh, Donovan.
Hmm? Uh-oh. He's been acting weird.
Did he get eaten by a dinosaur in Hope it's not a Mormon. Park?
Yes, no.
He did.
No.
Didn't you text me about Donovan?
I did earlier, like right at noon. It's like, man, this is weird.
He sounds off.
Yeah, I've detected something early in the show today, and I haven't been able to figure out what it is.
I will never figure it out, I guess.
Today, the birthday, or the birth anniversary, because he's no longer alive, of Red Fox.
Oh, man.
Oh, that hits home.
That is a big one.
Explains everything.
That's huge.
That is a big one.
Coming to join you, honey.
That show is gold. That man is gold.
Boy, it is.
The show was horrible.
The show wasn't.
Now he wasn't.
Come on.
The show was awesome, and he was great.
Damon Wilson
was even better when he did stand up.
Damon Wilson timed out doing that show. Just took the money from the man.
Blue man, he worked blue.
But you had to back then.
It's the only way to get it heard. You know, get it seen.
It's like Chico and the Man.
Right.
Now Sean. No,
that's a terrible point.
Well, I think Jay-Z
now,
could
how
really
would you
use...
react if Rick Carlisle told you no?
Now,
Jay-Z could make that into a track for a hit record. Like, just loop that just right.
Right there.
Yeah. I feel like there's music in there.
There is.
It's rhythmic.
Also, born on this day, now dead, Tip O'Neill. Dead on this day, still dead. You got...
This would a game...
Have you guys heard Mike say Pong?
Branch Rickey.
Like an old, like a grandfather. Are you boys playing Pong? Listen to the Pong.
Pong.
Tyler?
Are you young whippersnappers playing Pong?
Oh, and
Pong.
Since I won't be here tomorrow, isn't it this weekend Tyler's wedding or no? Is that next week?
Tyler's getting married?
Yeah, Tyler's wedding is Saturday, so we...
Now,
how many years Pong? You give that thing?
Two.
Two?
Jaw still wired shut?
His jaw is wired shut, yes.
Well, then maybe he's got another year out of it.
Only if her jaw was wired shut. It could last forever.
No.
Oh, sorry, Rick.
Mine's might as well be. So is this
we have to go now. I think we have to go. We have enough jokes.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show.